Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group with another exciting edition of, yes, you guessed it, The Grow Show, powered by Steel. I hope this short episode finds you doing well and thriving. Folks, I got to be honest with you. I'm still on a high from our recently completed Grow, February 6th, 7th, and 8th in Des Moines, Iowa. We had a record turnout. We had incredible weather. The day of the tour that we went to Annette McCarthy and Ryan McCarthy's RJ Lawn and Landscape, the temperatures reached 56 degrees in Iowa. Man, we impacted some lives. I'm so proud of my team, Vince and Emily and Lindsay, the folks that help us there. We just had a great event, folks. It was so much fun to see all these landscape professionals working together, wanting to get better, sharing ideas, sharing emotion, digging in, networking. Folks, it was incredible. Next year, as we announced, we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio at Jason and Matt's Hidden Creek Landscaping. Columbus is a great town, OHIO, great town. We're going to have a super event. I hope you'll come and see us. Columbus, Ohio, you know, great Ohio town. We got all sorts of tricks that we have planned for there, and we got a few surprises, so it's good. You know, I'm recording this in February as we go to get started for, you know, the season for most of us. Although if you do snow like we do, or if you're in the South, you really don't have a downtime. But I wanted to just give you a little mental tune-up here. I have a lot of experience working with the owners and leaders of landscaping companies. I got a lot of experience as a father, as a husband, as a friend, as I feel an engaged leader. And I want to share three things that I've been thinking about on the coaching calls that I've done, the sidebar conversations I had at Grow. You know, I have people that I'm mentoring here in the community, some young people. I got all kinds of coaches or clients that I'm coaching through our executive coaching program. But let me talk to you about three things that I'm seeing that I think would help you. Number one, it's so important, both mentally and physically, to devote your energy to things you can control. I'm 55 years old, and I did not know this when I was 35. I thought that I could change things that I had no chance of changing. When I say devote energy to things you can control, I'm not saying to not devote energy to things to just give up. I'm just saying, like, you got to have a realistic perspective on things. I'm on the board of a very large organization, and I've come to realize that there's only so much influence I have there. And just because I think the way they're doing something isn't right doesn't mean I can go in there and force my will on people. Grunder Landscaping Company this year will have 110 people. There are probably people on my team that have different political ideology than I do, and probably a little bit different perspective on life and work. And it doesn't make them right and me wrong. It doesn't make me right and them wrong. I can't control that. You know, like I talk to our team all the time. Like, there's three things that are non-negotiable to be here on the team. Number one, first and foremost, you got to take care of one another. You got to take care of the customer, and you can't use drugs. Beyond that, folks, like, I got to worry about what I can control. And you do too. My kids from time to time do things that I may not agree with. But they're all adults now, folks. It's time for them to do their thing, to do what they're going to do. They're going to make mistakes, and they're going to figure it out. I just think that you are setting yourself up for failure in many, many ways when you focus on things that you can't control. I don't watch the news a whole lot. I find it very depressing. I realize to listen to a business leader, somebody that says they're successful, maybe it's somewhat of an ignorant statement to say I don't watch the news, but I know a lot of my successful friends and acquaintances, they don't watch the news either, because number one, if you watch it, it just can drag you down into worrying about all kinds of things. I can't control the economy. I can't control the weather, but I can control how I respond to those things and how I go about doing things. You know, one of the narratives that we're pushing right now in 2020, 2021, and 2022, and then half of 2023. For the most part, Grunder Landscaping Company was a group of order takers. People didn't ask about the price. They just said things like, when can you do it? So on and so forth. Well, it's not quite that easy anymore. We got to be order takers. We got to be order makers now. Okay. We got to go for it. So I can't control the environment that I'm working in, but I can control how hard I work. I can control my personal attitude. I can control how on a daily basis I put my best foot forward. So focus on the things that you can control, folks. Again, devote your energy to things you can control. That's a very helpful thing that I teach my kids that, and I want to teach that to you today. Number two, plan your week, boss your calendar, don't let it boss you. I cannot tell you how many folks I run into that they'll say things to me like, I just don't understand how you get all this stuff done in a day. How do you, you know, run two companies, I guess three if you call Grunder Green. Well, first of all, I'm not running any of them. I have Seth helping run, not helping. Seth is running Grunder Landscaping and Grunder Green, and Vince runs the Grow Group. So it may appear to you that I run all these companies, but look, they're good people. They don't need my help. And again, it gets back to something I say all the time. What would you want to work for you? Good people are going to want more responsibility, folks. And so you've got to learn what the priorities are, and you got to boss your calendar, not let it boss you. I think one of the hardest things for an entrepreneur to say is the word no, because saying no to everything, it's counterintuitive that you continue to say no to things. It's like, well, I can't tell that customer no to that job, even though that's not something we really do, because if I tell them no, then they're not going to call me for something else. Au contraire, folks, people want success. So if you tell them no and you tell them why you don't do that kind of work, that's smart. You're not jeopardizing the overall relationship. I think no to calendar is the same way. You know, understanding how does the company make money? How do you best impact the company? What are your goals? What's your life? Who at your company are you unknowingly holding back by saying yes to things that maybe they could do? So the calendar thing and taking an hour once a week to look out 2 months, which is what I've gotten it down to, and I look at every day in the next 2 months. Where am I going? What's coming up? What's going on in the family? Who's got a birthday in the family? What's a significant date? My youngest daughter's getting married in September. I got to make sure I plan right for that. I have certain responsibilities for that. But if we don't get present in the moment, folks, with a little bit of planning and look at our calendars, days just fly by. My wife and I, all of our kids are out of the house now. We're empty nesters. It's just as important to plan. We want to get around to see them. They're two of them are in Chicago, one of them's in Cincinnati, one of them's all the way out in Connecticut. They're very, very important to us. You know, I want to spend time with loved ones. I want to get done. I want to be present here at Grunder. I want these people to know I care. So you've got to plan your week, your day, your week, your month, your year. You got to look through it. And it's very, very important to be organized and to boss your calendar, not let it boss you. Understand what your priorities are and always be working on the things that bring the greatest benefit to you personally and to you professionally. And then finally, after the third one here, again, let's go through them. Devote your energy to things you can control. Boss your calendar. Don't let it boss you. Spend time planning. And then number three, to have energy, folks, you got to be fit and you got to be healthy. And I realize this as the older I get. I'm not in as good a shape as I would like to be, but I'm in pretty good shape and I'm doing more and more. I'm trying to be more careful about how I eat. I'm trying to be more careful about my activities. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but I don't use an iWatch because I just can't pay attention. If that thing were on my wrist, it'd be going off all day. But I use something called an Oura Ring, O-U-R-A, and it's really good. It charts my sleep patterns. It charts my workout. It tells me when my temperature's high and I might be getting sick. It's amazing. My second oldest daughter turned me on to it, and I really, really like it. And it has helped me make some personal health changes. You know, being healthy is really not that hard to understand. The steps you need to take to be healthy, to have the energy, to do the things that you want to do, they're not hard to understand, okay? You got to eat less than you're burning off, okay? If you want to lose weight, you got to eat a better diet, and you got to work out more. You got to do more. It's pretty simple to understand, but it's incredibly hard to do, very hard to do. But if you have a picture in your mind, If you're going to the doctor once a year and you're getting a physical and you're getting your blood work done, which I highly encourage you to do, and you're seeing where you're at with your cholesterol and your other things, and you're looking at your family history and you're being mindful of all that, your doctor's going to tell you, hey, good job. And the older you get, this becomes more important. There's some things I wish I wouldn't have eaten so much fried chicken when I was in my 20s or Oreo cookies, okay? I don't eat fried chicken anymore and I don't eat Oreo cookies. I try to be very, very careful. I'm still about 8 pounds heavier than I would like to be and I'm working on it. But what I've realized is it's not that hard to be active, folks. It's just not. Walking is exercise. Walking on the golf course, carrying your bag or pushing a cart is exercise. Playing pickleball is exercise. Being active. Maybe your favorite sandwich shop is a mile from the office. Walk there a couple times a week, eat a sandwich and walk back. This is the kind of stuff people need to do to have the energy to do things. And your energy comes from how fit your body is, folks, and how well you're eating and how active you are. So I hope in a small way in this short episode, maybe I got you to get up off the couch. Maybe I got you to start thinking about all those times that you've lost your temper and you've gotten mad about something that you really can't control. Maybe you can work on the triggers there and you can stay in a calm state and you can really focus on the things you can control and spend your energy towards those. Plan your week, boss your calendar, don't let it boss you. And then finally, to have energy, you got to be fit and healthy. And walking is exercise. Carrying your bag, playing golf is exercise. Playing basketball with your children, your grandchildren, all those things, they are exercise. Going to your properties, and instead of driving with your truck through them, get out and walk and listen to The Grow Show while you walk, by the way. I hope in a small way I helped you. Our goal at The Grow Show is always to help you, to bring you a multitude of topics and ideas to help you grow yourself and to grow your business. All right, we'll talk to you next week on The Grow Show. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode and head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.